Just because you have a computer or phone handy doesn't mean you can say whatever you want.
Monroe Falls City Council Vice President John Empelizzeri is feeling the heat after posts criticizing Charlie Kirk, saying in part, quote, "The world is a better place now that he's gone," end quote. And 19 News has confirmed a Cleveland firefighter and EMS staff member are under internal investigation after the city was made aware of social media activity. Cleveland attorney Danny Caron says the First Amendment protections are not limitless.
There are certain restrictions on the First Amendment, but as it concerns kids, teachers, whomever popping off, council people popping off online, saying awful incendiary things, not real smart. Why? Because a lot of us have codes of conduct or codes of ethics that control our work experiences.
You may be surprised to learn it does not matter if you're a government employee or work for a private company. It's all about playing by your employer's rules.
My workplace, as a non-governmental workplace, not subject to the First Amendment limitations, can fire me if it wants to. Because why? I'm not operating in keeping with their expectations. I'm an at-will employee. They can fire me for anything they want, pretty much. And this pretty well qualifies.
And public outrage has led to the Fairview Park City Council President resigning after controversial comments he made on social media following Kirk's death.
Michael Kilbane was quoted on his social media post as saying, "A lot of good people died today. He wasn't one of them," end quote. And conservative activists are now putting anyone they perceive as making offensive comments about Kirk's murder on notice by making their names and personal information public with the hopes that more people will lose their jobs.
Kind of like my grandma used to tell me, you can't go wrong with your mouth shut.
I'm Michelle Nix for 19 News.